Hello, hello, it's time for another Dider show. No, I didn't think it was that one that was on. Okay, guys, nice to see you, nice fair day, Thursday, the 3rd of October, 2019, you nub. Sorry, talking my French there. Hello. Yes, guys, episode 31, believe it or not, we managed to come to 31. And it's a mini episode about the book that I've mentioned to you yesterday. Well, I'm just trying to do a podcast and I'm just going to sing. I'm going to say the title. So it's going to be about Mark Freeman, an author of The Mind Workout. 20 steps to improve your mental health and take charge of your life. Oh yeah, I can't do a real body wise impression. Okay, this book I mentioned to you on the last episode, and it's been a great book. It's something that I wasn't expecting, because I was looking for a book to train myself to retain information, like Jim Wick, which I am gonna try to get a book. I don't think he's got a book out, which is a bit annoying, but he's got a podcast, so I'm just gonna talk about that and maybe even get him on a podcast, probably in a year time, maybe two, maybe three. He's a very busy man. So does your morning routine looks like this or sounds like this? So you wake up, hit the snooze button faster than speed of light. You get back to sleep for another 5 minutes, which turns into 20 minutes. Realize that you're going to be late, rush to the bathroom, and your flatmate or family members has already been there since yesterday. Get dressed, we are a shower, obviously. So you stink, you rush out of the doors, forgetting your packed lunch, if you manage to get one, because last night you went out and you said, oh, I'm only going to have one, and you turned out to be four and a few shots. So you are already not doing great, and you realize that everyone on your way to work is making your life hell by moving you further and further away from your naive thought that you could still make it on time to work, even though that it would be totally impossible unless you are the owner of a rocket ship and you could turn a 40-minute car journey into mere minutes. Yes. Is it sounds familiar? I know, because I was there. I've been there. Or does it sound like this? You wake up, you grab your phone, check your Facebook or Instagram. You look for interesting stories to share on your profile. Maybe comment right beneath some nasty comment from somebody you don't even know, but you are committed to showing and the world your wisdom that what you say matters, and you should be respected, and everybody should like or even love your post. Do you refresh your emails and check if somebody somehow your phone left out an important spam email that you need to get on your things to do today? And do you find yourself judging the runners on your way to work, telling yourself, look at these idiots looking around, running around like rab rats. Running is bad news for your knees. I will only start to run if I've been chased by zombies in an apocalyptic world. Well, I have done all what I've just mentioned to you at some point in my life, and I wasn't in a great place, I'm going to tell you that much. Who has an experience? Those internal voices judging, forever judging every single actions that you take on a regular basis. Those arguments you finally won from two hours to two weeks after the actual confession took place. Or the great prepared speech that you had prepared, that you prepared in advance, to find out on the spot you either forgot most of it and none of it made sense, or the other party said something that you missed out and you weren't prepared for, and like a house of cards, your plan, which you thought were brilliant, just comes down crashing. Mental health, we're talking about mental health here, if it's been not obvious, well, probably not, but anyway, mental health is coming out of the closet. It touches everyone at some point or another. It's totally okay, and we should not judge each other. This world needs more love and compassion. So the book from Mark Freeman, what a great name. Anyway, the book is a great read about mental health. I can totally empathize with Mark's stories on many accounts. And his book came virtually on my lap, when I needed a book like this to help me understand my head a little better and the behaviors I was undertaking to try to block out bad, sad, uncomfortable feelings. And I tried this for a long period of my life to become more, as Mark say, a stone. So I would not feel anything. I would just be a stone, you know. Stones just don't do much, I think, you know. They just lay there until you pick them up and throw them in the pond. Then you try to get ripples. Anyway, that's only say flat. Try to do ripples with a not flat rock. I don't know what I said there. Anyway. Right, emotional management. I think it is what, again, it's a player, and it's something that I've struggled for years. And this book answered and gave me awesome. This book answered and gave me awesome. I'm just trying to read what I've put there. It's like, oh crap, my English is not my first language. That's my excuse. Some awesome insight into my journey towards true happiness, whatever that is. No, I know. I hope you find within this book some of the answers that you are currently looking for. I think you will find some. And as most of us, we can only carry on a journey to enlightenment, wisdom, happiness, and success, as this quest is a never-ending one. Oh my God, see, I'm a true born author. No, I'm not saying that. No, look at me, man. Totally late. My ego is bigger than this planet. I am thanking you for listening to this podcast. This one is a short one because it's the mini one about a book that I read that really, really appealed to me and had some really profound effect on my life, I think. I mean, profound as, yeah, it is all. I'm a bit dramatic, aren't I, today? But anyway, I left the link to the Dialo Show on Facebook for you. All people out there, because as you know, young people don't even know what Facebook means, which makes me very sad. Not sad, but it makes me very old, because I thought I was cool. I was cool kid on Facebook, yeah. And I think somebody said that there's more dead people on Facebook than any other platform. That's funny, though. I remember seeing like an episode of South Park trying to delete your Facebook account. It's more difficult than, I think it's more easy to die than actually delete your Facebook account. I don't know, I haven't tried. You see, I'm not even thinking of it. Mark Zuckerberg done his job, done his homework. He's got me by the balls. Anyway, the link to the Facebook Dialo Show is there. If you want to mention or comment on this rubbish podcast that I point out I'm doing twice a week now, anything that you might improve, or just tell me, just bugger off, Frenchie. We're tired of listening to you. That's what you want to say. Well, bug off now. I didn't force you to listen to this. Anyway, Mark Freeman, The Mind Workout, 20 Steps to Improve Your Mental Health and Take Charge of Your Life. Link is on the show notes. I'm obviously listening to the audiobook twice to make sure that I knew what I was talking about. And this is really not even a review. Although I might use that. I don't know. I'm going to try and get to all of Mark and see if he can go on the show, because it's a good book, really good book. And again, it's one thing that I love about life. Sometimes I actually look for things and actually get somebody else, something else that I wasn't looking for. But it's exactly what I needed last week, as you know, on my previous episode. I was a bit down and life is miserable. Yeah, look at me. Well, much better. I think doing this podcast again is kind of a therapy. Oh, the other thing I'm doing, and I think everybody should do it, I'm writing two books. I mean, one is an autobiography of myself. Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Yeah, I know. And I know, it's like, who is this narcissist twat? I think that somebody's going to buy a book about his life. First of all, fuck you. No, sorry. I take that back. I take it back. There's definitely two of me up there. I just going to say that it's been relevant in terms of psychotherapy to myself, because I write it down my life story up to now, it's been kind of a light, and it's been quite showing me stuff that I think I was holding grudges, something like this. I was holding stuff back, and writing it down kind of liberated me somehow. I know, it sounds funny, right? I didn't expect that. I just wrote it, so when I get somewhere, yeah, you see when I said that, I didn't say if, it's when I actually get to a point that some people won't actually got millions of views or whatever. Yeah, now you're gonna say, you're dreaming. Well, dreamers are what people have changed this world, so you gotta dream a little. But anyway, I digress. Basically, the book will be ready to release when I get to that point. I mean, in 10 years, 20 years time, who knows how long it's gonna take. But I just thought, no, I might as well do it now. But the thing that came, you know, I didn't expect again, is what's fantastic about life is that it actually is very good in terms of psychotherapy. And I feel better for it. And I'm gonna, it's easy to write. It's your life, and it's not hard. And I think everybody's got something to say. I always said that everybody's life is like a movie, you know, you could dramatize it to a point and make it Hollywood makeover and make it, you know, I think everybody's life is special in its own ways, and we all are, even though we are many on this planet, we are unique in so many ways. So I thank you for listening to the book podcast and listen to me rambling on. I'll see you next week because, oh, my phone is, see, I thought I turned on my notification off my phone, but this one is, oh, someone is telling me to play the piano. This one's good. It reminds me to play the piano, which is great. And I've moved into my new flat today, and I'm just going to get my piano because it's been in my grandmother's garage since I moved back to France, and I'm looking forward to have it in my room so I can actually play every day rather than annoyed everybody at the train station. Every day, yeah. That's what I used to do. I mean, that's what I do still. But I don't really know them. We're trying to find new songs, so because it just takes some time to actually practice, and that it becomes, I know it does my head in when I hear something out of key or whatever. So people must be fucking furious when I come in and play some stuff out of key. I don't. I do play quite nice. I can play. I don't read music. I just know how to play. I just play a song. I'm not better than anything. I'm not going to do, you ain't going to see me in a conservatoire or doing like an orchestra. But I can play. I can play and I love it. I love playing. So here we go. All the show notes for the links to everything I just talked about. If you want to go again on Facebook, The Diary Show, so it's, you know, facebook.com, obviously, you know, you should know by now how to use the internet. And The Diary Show, so it's D-I-D-E-R-S-H-S-H. O-W, Dider Show. Okay, it's like Didier, but I've kept Dider because the people in England that gave me my license, when I passed my driving license, they forgot an I in my name. So I said Didier, like he's spelled in French, D-I-D-I-E-R. They spelled it without, they left out an I. God knows why. So it's spelled D-I-D-E-R. So that's Dider. Sounds like Dider. And a French guy noticed it. Because I think he noticed it. But he noticed it. And he called me Dider. And I sticked with me. I was like, yeah, I kind of like Dider. But anyway, here it is. I've been going in about for 13 minutes now. I think it's far enough. I'm working tomorrow all day, so I won't be putting out the podcast on unusual Fridays. So this is why I'm doing it on Thursday. I do not know what I'm going to be talking about next week, because I'm hoping that the director of the book that I've talked about, the short movie, Lobster, is going to come on the show. But then I've got another blogger in Birmingham that I'd like to talk to. If not, it's going to be me rambling about something, which is okay. You know, I mean, I think in a year time, I will have just interviews with people that are inspired to be like, or that can inspire my listeners. But in the meantime, because I do not want to leave you guys hanging and lose you, really, that's why I'm doing it. That's why I choose topics that I think are going to be interesting and are certainly interesting to me. So I scratched my own itch, I guess. But like Tim Ferriss said, yeah, that's what he does. And that's what I'm doing. I do not want to wait until I get people that want to talk to me on my podcast. I am committed to put out 2 podcasts a week, and I will keep doing it until somebody told me, or I can see that there's nobody listening. And even though I'll listen to my own stuff. I do it sometimes. I mean, I've got to, because I've got to check the sound quality. But sometimes I do. I mean, not myself, not this one, but the one I've got interviews with, you know, people. Huh? I don't do it every day. I mean, I only did one so far. I'm not that shallow, you know. Yeah, I can smell you. I can see you. I don't think I can see. I can smell you judging me. Anyway, I love you. Have a good weekend. Have a great weekend, actually. Anything's possible. I love you. Bye. Hi guys, thank you for listening to The Diver Show. You can subscribe on iTunes Podcast and Google Play and any other platform that you may choose. It's all in the show notes. If you want to connect with me on the social media, you can on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I am usually under the name of Didier Soulier, so that is DidierSoulier. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you soon.